Last week, Eden across the tri-state area came out in unprecedented numbers to vote for candidates who stood proudly for Torah values. And yet, despite all of our efforts, despite the record turnout, those candidates did not prevail. So what are we supposed to think? Where do we go from here? So let me share with you a powerful insight I once heard in the name of Reb David Cohen Shlita. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Kol HaKavei HaMakom LeTefilosai, one is Kavei HaMakom, he sets a fixed place for davening, Lekei Avraham BaEzra. Hashem answers his tefillos. Ikishemes, and when he passes away, Amram Loi, they will eulogize him, they will scream out, Ei Anav, where's the humble one? Ei Chassid, where's the pious one? Where has he gone? Mitamida Shel Avraham Avinu. He was a Talmud of our illustrious father, Avraham Avinu. The question is, we say Ei Chassid, he's a Chassid, he's a righteous person. He comes every day to shul, he's Kaveh Makam. Okay, we understand that. But Ei Anav? Why does that earn him the Midah of humility? Mitamida Shel Avraham Avinu? Why does he now become a student of Avraham Avinu? So Rav David Cohen says something so powerful. Avraham Avinu begged and he pleaded for the people of Sodom. He davened an unprecedented amount of tefillos. He said, Ula yesh chamishin tzaddikim betoich here. Perhaps there are 50 righteous people left in the city. Save Sodom on their behalf. He negotiates, he begs, he pleads. 40 people, 20, 10 tzaddikim. He pulls out every last trick in the book. He even said, Chalila lachama sois kadabra zeh. Hashem, it wouldn't be right to destroy the tzaddik with the Raja. Avram went all out for the people of Sodom. He was relentless. He never put down his tehillim. But in the end, Hashem said no. Hashem turned him down. The following day, with his campaign on behalf of Sodom over, his efforts unsuccessful, the pasuk says, Avram shav lemekoma. Avram Avinu went back to his same place. He went back to his makom kavua. He davened in the same place he always davens, with the same emunah, with the same attitude as usual. Never did he question Hashem's decision. He davened with the same cheshik, filled with awe and reverence of the Rabbanu Shalom, with the same awareness of Hashem's greatness. He said, Hashem, I accept your verdict, even though I don't understand it. That's humility. Avram, after he was turned aside, he said, Hashem, I acknowledge that you know better. I'm subjugating my intellect. I'm nullifying my das to your will. That's anivas. The election results did not go our way. But Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Lev malachim besarim biyad Hashem. The hearts and minds of kings and presidents and governors and mayors are all in the hands of Hashem. To us, it may seem that the next governor of New Jersey, the new mayor of New York, will be disastrous for the Jewish people. But we must never forget, Hashem knows exactly what he's doing. He has chosen to guide his world through these leaders at this time. A person running for office usually promises the world. Free housing, free groceries, free transportation, globalize the intifada, I'll arrest the Prime Minister of Israel. But once he's elected and sitting in Gracie Mansion, nothing happens. Why? Because he's only a shaliach. He's a messenger through whom Hashem conducts his world. If those policies are not meant to happen, they won't happen. We are living in times of great turmoil. Anti-Semitism is rearing its ugly head across the globe. Media figures who once supported Israel and the Jewish people are now condemning us. Tensions in America are rising rapidly, between races, between political parties, even within the same party. Some movements are even pushing to turn this country against itself, to ignite another civil war. Of course, it's our shtadlus and civic duty to vote, to speak up, to advocate for what's right. But we must never forget, Harbe Shluchim Lamakam. Hashem has many messengers. Even those who seem opposed to us may in the end be tools of Hashem's ultimate plan for our good. We say in Rosh Hashanah, Hamamlich Melachim Veloy Hamlucha. Hashem appoints the leaders, however, Veloy Hamlucha. He retains all of the power. The governor, the mayor, the president, they're only a facade. The Ribbono Shel'olam runs the world. He pulls every string behind the scenes. So yes, the outcome wasn't what we imagined. The results did not go our way. But the story is still being written by the one who writes all of the stories. Our votes may not have changed the results, but Avraham shav lemekoma. We return to our makom kavua. We come back to our place of tefillah with renewed faith, with humility, and with acceptance of Hashem's verdict. Because we know Hashem has a plan. And in the end, everything will turn out exactly the way He wants it to. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.